listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend. This is Port Townsend Pleasures and Treasures, the interchangeably monikered show. This is Larry Stein. I'm sitting in this week for Marcia Perlstein, the founding producer and originator of Port Townsend Treasures and Pleasures, or Pleasures and Treasures. We have interchangeable host now for a while. I'll be doing some of the programs. Marcia will be doing some programs. And Chris Wilson of Book Lovers Cafe will be doing some programs. Pleasures and Treasures often focuses on the arts in our region. And we have an important story to talk about today, which is that the up-and-coming, fairly new art school serving adults and young people in this Port Townsend region called Port Townsend School of the Arts. It's located at Fort Warden in this wonderful complex of arts-oriented buildings that's being developed. They're calling it Makers Square. I had a chance to talk to Max Grover, one of the founders of Port Townsend School of the Arts, and Catherine Burrell, one of the board members of Port Townsend School of the Arts. Starting in July, they have art camp for young people starting at Port Townsend School of the Arts. I'm here with two movers and shakers in the arts community here in Port Townsend, and we're going to be talking about a relatively new institution, Port Townsend School of the Arts. You may have seen some notices about it, you may have heard about it, but maybe not too many people have been out there to where it is. I've got in the studio with me Max Grover and Catherine Burrell, who are both involved with the school. Max, I don't know if it's formal enough for you to have a title there, but you seem to be kind of spearheading the school at this point.
Thank you, Larry, for having us on today. And my involvement in the school is as faculty. I teach painting classes there. And I also sit in on board members because I am one of the board members. And not my area of expertise, but I do it willingly because I believe in this project.
All of us in the arts have to dabble in that board world.
I'm not real good at it.
Speaking of boards, Catherine Burrell, you've been involved in the formation and the operation of so many different organizations in this community.
Yes, I have. Yeah. It's been a joy. It's been really good.
And the community's better for it. Well, thank you for all that.
We call Max our founding father. He's the guy with the vision. And I'm on the board because it was a chance to work with Max.
Well, Port Townsend School of the Arts is located in some of the historic buildings, or mainly in one of the historic buildings out at Fort Warden. And it's the hub of an aspect of Fort Warden that's developing. That has a great title. I believe they call it Makers Square. Is that correct?
We're downtown where it's going to be happening in the art world at Fort Warden. We're in building 306, and it's really a great, great location. There isn't a more idyllic spot in the whole country to start an art school than where we're located.
You're in one of the historic fort buildings that used to be, as I understand, a mess hall for the fort.
It was a commissary. And we have the remnants of a dumb waiter that comes down through our ceiling. And
you don't doubt that the kids doing art will find a way to try to use it somehow. it's probably dangerous.
When we have very, very creative people in there, they eventually will figure that out. I know that.
Now this hasn't been here for that long, really. I believe it started, there was a rumblings of a group there called Art X, was that right? And then it became a little more clear to understand Port Townsend School of the Arts.
About a year ago, we changed our direction and reformed the board and took on a new look and philosophy. At that time, we started occupying our building at the fort and started programming last fall. So we're not really even a year old yet, up and running. Probably during that time, we've had over 50 to 75 different classes reaching adults and children with our program.
Right. I have two flyers in front of me right here, the spring quarter schedule and for the adult and youth classes, and then a special section just for the youth classes of different grade levels. And they are going through, but then we're at the end of the spring. We're approaching the summer, and you have a new venture that you're calling Art Camp.
We're recreating something that existed in Port Townsend probably ended about 10 years ago called Kaleidoscope. And there were people in town that ran camps for children in the summertime. Each day they would learn a little bit different discipline. The camps were a week long. They were very, very popular. And we're taking that model and expanding upon it. We'll be beginning July 5th, and for 4 weeks, running through July 29th, each week we'll have a different theme, different instructors, and different focus.
I see some of the titles are very enticing. One will be called, that may have changed since the list that I have here, but I see titles of classes called Out of This World, Junk Art, Scales and Tales. I mean, all kinds of areas in which to enter the world of art, exploring different parts of the world.
Yes, and our themes are, we'll have related art experiences. Part of the art camp will be regular activities done with counselors, but each of the day's activities will involve making of art. Mm-hmm. It'll begin at 9 o'clock in the morning and run until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Two healthy snacks will be provided at the end of the week. There'll be a great art show of all the projects that the kids have worked on, open to the public and the parents. A field trip to Northwinds Art Center to see the current show will be a part of the education of art in our community as well. It should be a great experience for those, and it's for ages 6 to 11.
So it fills the need for summer activities for kids, and it also fills the awful gap that so many of us feel in terms of arts in our public schools.
Right.
And Catherine, maybe you want to chime in on this at this point in terms of the importance of this.
Well, I think that the youth program has been a real priority. It's not a great moneymaker, but it's a real priority. And it's to talk with Max, you quickly learn this community has got to grow a next generation of artists. We identify ourselves as cultural and creative. Our economy is based on creativity and innovation, and so you have to get the kids engaged really early. The school district has been making increasing commitments and funding for arts, but what we bring to the table is the ability to work with a master artist, a working nationally recognized artist. And when we rebranded the school in November, we had an open house, and there were about 100 people there with just enormous smiles, multi-generational, mm-hmm. lots of families, with the fact that art was back into Port Townsend. We were mm-hmm. going to have new galleries, we were going to have new performing artists. And for me, it was a real success that we got to start the school in the winter. So it's really a local presence at the park, and yet we have these incredibly national recognized teachers like Jesse Watson and Margie McDonald and Gary Nisbet and Charlie mm-hmm. Van Gilder, who are going to even drop in on these classes because they want to be around kids mm-hmm. and they want to do exciting things and pass that next generation.
Yeah. So rarely do really young people get a chance to work with real working artists.
That's right.
And working artists love that feedback and love that stimulation of working with budding young artists and showing them what it's like to just literally have fun and do something really creative.
Nobody has said that this is a bad idea. You know, all the time I've been involved. So in high school, I went to an art school in Spokane where I met and worked with my first real artist. And that guy made such an impression upon me. And he taught me how to see like an artist sees mm-hmm. the world. Mm-hmm. And his influence still stays with me today. And it was so important that I had that experience. And now I see the importance of passing that on.
And it's what you're doing. It's what you do in terms of people studying with you. You've been doing it independently when you had the gallery on Water Street and now through Port Townsend School of the Arts. So you're going to be teaching some classes too.
I have been teaching painting, and I absolutely love being a teacher. And mm-hmm. Because I, you know, personally, I learn more than anybody else when I pass on what I know. And it's such a wonder, as any teacher will tell you, when you see the lights go on in a student and they start to see what you're trying to get them to see. And our faculty is just as Catherine said, is just amazing. We have such talent and abilities in this community.
Let's talk about some. I mean, we can't include everybody, and I don't want anybody to feel shorted, but let's just talk about some of the people who are teaching through the summer.
Some of the instructors that will be involved with our summer camps, Margie McDonald for beginners. She is known as a sculptor in town, but also greatly involved with the wearable art shows. And she's just an amazing ball of energy and creative spirit, being able to create beauty out of what you would put in your garbage can or recycling bin. And she has an amazing talent for seeing the potential in everyday objects. Mm-hmm. And it's such a great vision. So,
and then you have more traditional art forms such as drawing and painting, mm-hmm. not just assemblage or junk art, as you're calling it.
Yes, and the more traditional materials and mediums that we're using, Charlie Van Gilder is known for his drawing. And he is a recent transplant from Chicago, where he and his wife ran a gallery there. And Mike Biskup is a local painter.
Who's got a lot of his work up at the current show at Northwind as we speak.
That's right. And he loves teaching with children as well, and teaches abstract imagery for the most part. He has an amazing vision and comes from a great background of graphic design and multidisciplinary artist.
One of my favorites is Jesse Watson. Yeah. And Jesse's known to the kids because of his music and his creativity. He's a great painter. The PDA.
So Jesse's part of the Dirty Beat duo.
That's right, with Peter Lack. That's right. And the PDA has been very good to work with and very supportive of us. So when they opened the Taps new building, Jesse's paintings were selected to be there. So the kids will be able to work with him, go over and see him hung in an exhibit, go down and see Mike at the gallery. And these are the same teachers that teach our adult program.
Right.
So they're really not only recognized artists, but phenomenal teachers. And we really want to thank Northwind for their partnership, and also First Federal Community Foundation.
Now, tell us about this cooperation between you and Northwind and the First Federal Community Foundation. I know they gave you funds in order to accomplish what aspect of the summer camp?
Well, they were so supportive. And it shows why it's important to go local and put your mortgage local and your savings account local, because their community foundation reinvested in the community on this project. And we approached Northwinds because we really want to be collaborative. And then together we went to the First Federal, and the PDA was very supportive. And they gave us a grant to start the program to give scholarships. So scholarships for our youth programs are available. Mm-hmm. Any parent or grandparent or auntie and uncle who are interested in sponsoring a scholarship should just get on our website or give the school a call. We see this ongoing partnership because we also want to be a business. We want to really have kids learn how to make a business out of art. They want to have those skills. And we're looking at an entire variety of arts. Large sculpture from Russell Jakeway, textiles from Barbara Tremaine. We're open to a lot of things. So if people want classes, they should also give us a call.
That's right. How do you sign up then for art camp if you have some young people in your family?
Well, you can go to 360-344-4479. And Holly Green, our operations director, will be on the phone ready to answer any questions. Or you can go to our website, which is ptarts.org. And there's a full listing of all the classes there.
The classes. So as we speak now, there is room in art camp.
Yes.
People can sign up as we talk
there's
right
There's still
now.
Room, but they should move quickly because a couple
spaces are filling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And we want to really limit the experience that the teachers and the kids have. So we limit the class to 20. Another thing that we're thinking about with these summer classes is how do we help serve the families that may be there for a centrum activity, or they may have grandparents that are going to the Marine Science Center and dad's doing a fiddle or working on woodworking, and the kids can come to our classes. So in addition to these children's programs, we're also going to have drop-in workshops for artists in August.
Oh, really?
So every Friday and every Saturday, Saturday from 1 to 4 and Friday evenings from 6 to 9, our artists will be there to work one-on-one with people who want to drop in and take
a
workshop.
That's perfect for the summertime visitors here to expand
people
what they do.
People that are camping at the fort, they can come over. And,
or people that you have visiting you, can say, for an hour to 3 hours, let's go over. And one of the things I want to work with is Madrona hosts a lot of young wedding families, and we're going to try to have those families come and make a piece of art for that family while they're getting married at Fort Worden. So there's a lot of collaborative
opportunities. A total multi-purpose destination, and that's what the PDA really is talking about, lifelong learning campus.
That's right.
You're a part of it now.
Yeah.
It's an exciting campus that's developing, and for you, your building physically is in the center of it, and you're going to see the other multi-use buildings around you fill up with neighbors.
Five years from now, that is going to be so exciting out there. It's already exciting, mm-hmm. but with the potential and the ideas that are being formulated for the future of that area, in 5 years, the reality of it will be here, and it's going to be very, very exciting.
Your building is a funky old building at this point.
With a great light.
People like that aspect, that it is a little funky, that it's a little informal, and it's very comfortable. I've taught 3 different classes, sessions now in that space, and I really do enjoy it. There's great light, and it's not precious. It's
art is messy, so you got to realize that it's a place.
Is.
If it's precious, you can't get it messy.
Most artists don't have nice studios to work in, so it's a. And in the wintertime, you know, I recommended my students bring a sweater.
Yeah,
you know, so it was comfortable, but the energy that is being created there is quite amazing as well.
Yeah, well, I hope I'm going to be able to get to go out there and capture a little sound of art being done out there.
Larry, I hope today. You come out and take a class.
Oh, I'll do that at another point. I'll have to take a class. Well, I can't resist Lauren Scruggs tin working.
Fills up all the time. Fills up all the time.
And I can imagine for radio the sound of her teaching people how to work with tin. Great sound for radio.
So yes.
we'll be down there to visit her at some point. So let's just give all the details in terms of people's access to you. We mentioned it already once. It's ptarts.org is the website.
PTARTS.
So, yeah, let me just get it exactly correct. ptarts.org. You can write to them at info@ptarts.org. Max Grover's over there often. Holly Green is there often doing the operations of the school. There are classes going on just about every month. I have the spring quarter, and we're about at the end of the spring quarter right now. Summer is mostly arts camp, or is there going to be a summer quarter of adult and kids drop-in classes?
In August, we're going to resume our somewhat regular schedule, but mostly drop-in. But on August 6th, which is Gallery Walk, first mm-hmm. Saturday of the month, we will be having an open house and a faculty art show that will be a fundraiser for the school. That will be a time when we will start promoting our fall programming, and it should be a great event. We, as I remember, you were at our open house last
November
when we did our initial launch, and we benefited greatly from having that open house and making us aware in the community. We're planning on doing that again on August 6th on Saturday afternoon, and then having this great faculty art show as well.
Terrific. So check it out. Of course, people, I guess, are welcome if they're at Fort Worden to come by it. And if people are there working for up in, it's in the little complex of buildings behind the Madrona Mind-Body Institute.
And behind
right?
the building that is known as it's the maintenance building, the old mm-hmm. donkey barn. Mm-hmm. Take a left at the old gas station. And
the old funny gas station.
And we'll be able to find that. And if you're an instructor, a working artist instructor, we would love to hear from you. If you have a proposal for a class that you think that would the community would love to experience, please contact us as well for that.
Well, I have Max Grover with me here in the studios, Catherine Burrill, a board member and promoter of the arts in this community, Max Grover, artist, teacher, and founding father of Port Townsend School of the Arts. Thank you for joining me, and hopefully I'm going to be getting some real sound of art being made in your school in that wonderful old building at Fort Worden.
Thank you, Larry, for having us today.
Thank you, Larry, very much.
You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend. I'm Larry Stein. I was speaking to Max Grover, an instructor and one of the founders of Port Townsend School of the Arts, and Catherine Burrill, a very active person in our community and varied arts organizations. She is on the board of directors of Port Townsend School of the Arts. I wanted to get some of the sound of the school in action. I went over to the building there in Makers Square at Fort Worden. Jesse Joshua Watson was teaching a class called Top 10 Drawing Hacks for young people grades 4 through 8. It was a pencil drawing class on the day I get there. It doesn't make a whole lot of sound, but we'll get a little taste of Jesse working with about 8 young people on varied drawing exercises during the short period of time I was there.
Let's do this Jedi style, I think is probably the best for you, yeah? Okay, so, all right. Have a...
Now I can only see a blanket.
I can't see. Sebastian, can you hop up on this?
Do like a model pose, but be like Jedi. Don't just lay down and skate.
Okay, just a standing Jedi pose. So here's what I want to have a look at. When we do this, there we go, just a little bit. Okay, we're doing a figure drawing, right? What pivot points can you see with this on it? None. So what do you rely on? Okay, right, you can see the ankles. But other than that, most everything else is covered up. So
the kids in this class, what are they coming from? Are they actually active kids who really love art, or are they just experimenting, or are they all different levels?
Definitely a mix, I'd say, yeah.
Jesse Joshua Watson.
I'd see there was some students in this class that I'm not surprised to see here, students that I've encountered at Blue Heron or Grant Street School that have showed a lot of interest and have excelled in art. And then other kids who show up to check it out. And it's really, it's actually great to have a mix of both, because sometimes those students that are excellent artists already are quite inspiring for kids to be able to say, look, I sat the same 15 minutes and look at this, what they turned out. You know, it's pretty cool.
Walking around the classroom, I mean, some of the kids in the short poses that you did really did astonishing little sketches.
Yeah, they're amazing. These were some of my favorite figure drawings that we've done. We started with just a really quick plotting system where we look at the body's pivot points, because we only have so many of them, and so it's a really quick, fast way to accurately get a pose down on paper. So we haven't revisited figure drawing again since that class, and so I think we're going to do that again for the last class, because they also enjoy posing and, you know, doing ninja poses or whatever.
It was quite a bit of fun to get them draped and get their Darth Vader pose, or not Darth Vader, Jedi pose, you called it.
Yeah, every once in a while we'll bring props like, you know, a big staff or something too, and let them have an action pose, or even have two kids do some ninja fighting or something and try to hold that pose. It's also good for the ones that are really squirrely to give them an opportunity to do something out of their seat.
Yeah, exactly. So what you have to do is look for the ones you can see. What are the defining ones? For this is like a triangle drape that kind of hangs off, Jedi robe style. This one here, this shoulder, is a good indicator. And then who knows after that? But it doesn't really matter that much, because as long as you get, say, the shoulders and the head kind of correct, and then the angle of this drapery.
I'm gonna do the neck as a pin.
Okay, so let's do one, not a blind contour, just sketch out the pose. And then Sebastian, hang tight for a couple minutes, we'll do a short pose. The outside.
It sounds like you've worked at a lot of other schools too with kids.
I've done. I work with PT Artscape, and we supplement public school classes that don't already have a full-time art teacher or access to a lot of art. And so, for a while, I was teaching at Grant Street a couple years ago, and then recently, I've been only at Blue Heron for 4th and 5th grades. And I've probably been doing it since Mountain View. So,
quite a while.
A little bit longer, yeah.
The space where the top half of the cloth is hanging down, is hanging slightly above the bottom half. And so there's that little ridge there for you folks on this side. That's a pretty good one.
That was Jesse Watson teaching a class called Top 10 Drawing Hacks for young people, grades 4 through 8. And the work really was quite amazing. The range of beginners through very accomplished young artists. It was quite a thing to see. Port Townsend Treasures and Pleasures has been about the Port Townsend School of the Arts today. I urge you to check out what they're doing. Art camp starts on July 5th for young people. There will be drop-in classes in August. Throughout the year, there are classes for both adults and young people. Port Townsend School of the Arts, ptarts.org, or 360-344-4479. You've been listening to Port Townsend Treasures and Pleasures. I'm one of the hosts of the program now, Larry Stein. Marcia Perlstein's the executive producer, founder of the show. Chris Wilson is our other host on this series that we hope to keep going, Port Townsend Pleasures and Treasures. Thanks to Mike Schlexer, everybody else at the station, all the volunteers who make this programming here for our community possible. I'm Larry Stein. Thanks for joining us.
Do you see, Adele, can you see a shading, like a gradation, or is it just all lit from that side? Can you see where it gradually gets darker around the side? You may not be able to. From on my side, I'm seeing it just halfway through, so I see that curve. Can you see a little bit of that?